are going to pull off. I didn't know about some of the family, and Sherry helped me get the others coming, and they've had to come through snow. They are hit at the ranch where you should be hunting. They've been here since Friday.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's been a little bit, even with the PowerPoints and everything. That's Paul's job. This morning it was like, well, where's the computer? Well, Pastor Mark had to have it and all this. So there are clues. Your wife probably bought new outfits. And there was, where's she at? Oh, she's in the corner over there. Mm-hmm. Sherry's over there and had to play a little bit of a interference. And so there's a lot. A Distinguished Service Award, we tried to honor it here. That's for you, from Paul and Kathy. We try to honor one every year. We pay $125 for this award. This award money goes to help missionaries overseas with their medical expenses, and if they have to travel because emergencies for medical and all. So this is one way we honor our missionaries overseas and around with their medical stuff. And this is one way we can give out awards here at the church.
Mm-hmm. I have one.
Oh, you got one.
So
you got one in your hand.
I would speak more on Paul, but I have a whole sermon on him, so I'm going to wait for that. Well, not the whole thing. But Paul's been in how long have we been here now? 5 months. He's just been one of my best friends here already, and we've done so much together, and he's helped me in so many different ways, and he is a very, very deserving recipient of a Distinguished Service Award, and I can't think of anyone that more richly deserves this award this morning. So congratulations, Paul.
I really don't even know what to say because I'm still a little overwhelmed. And I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me. I'm seeing this family coming down through here, and I'm going, and I didn't really know what to think, and I still didn't until it took me a while. And now I realize, and the one thing that comes to my mind is that though the things that you've heard may be true, they wouldn't be possible with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in my life.
Amen.
So I want to thank him for that, and I want to thank my family for being here today. And I just want to thank my family for being my family. I love them all, and I'm just so thankful that they're here today. And I don't know what to say else besides that.
That's all right.
It's quite a surprise. And I think you guys were all talking to each other, and I had no clue. Usually. I see things, you know, I thought, something's out of whack here. But they never let me have any opportunities for that. But now that I see what I see, there were a few clues, but they went right by me. So, yeah, somebody was, well, I'll get into the details. I will leave you this one thing, though, to request. So if Craig does get to tell you some stories about mission trips, let me know, because I might have a few stories of my own.
All right.
Okay. Thank you all, and thanks for everyone for supporting me, because this is not an I thing, it's a we thing. We all work together for the glory of our Lord. Thank you so much.
Yep. Amen.
And thank you, Sam.
Yes.
I know you had it. She's the architect.
Yeah. Stand in for a meet and greet. Maybe you'll find someone that you don't know. Go introduce yourself. Worship and truth, Lord. They go together, and we pray that you bless us now. In Christ's name, amen. All right. Have a seat. So we've been going through a series on Oknaz Mad. And the mad part, anyone remember? Make a difference. So we've been going this is our seventh week. This is the final review, the final chapter. I knew I'd have about 15 minutes, and so we're just going to kind of wrap things up on what we've been talking about the last 7 weeks and how to make a difference. So I didn't talk much about Paul this morning, but I will now. And Paul, I tell you, it's like we've known each other forever. We've just really connected in a bond that is becoming a stronger and stronger friendship over and over again. We've been having, just to get together, just to talk and have lunch together. He was buying for a while. I said, let me buy. Now we're splitting the lunches, so I owe him the lunch because he bought last week. I said, hey, can you go down with me? You know, he was heading to town, and I said, can I go with you? And maybe we can stop in and visit the Grigsby's together because they, you know, need people to come by. And they know Paul. I mean, I got to tell you that Ralph, every time I go there, he says, my pastor hasn't been here to see me for several weeks. And I go, Ralph, I'm your pastor. And Paul goes, yep, he's your pastor. And so this last week, I came up with the idea to give him a card and said, I'm your new pastor. He goes, oh, where'd the old pastor go? And I go, he moved to John Day. And I go, how long have you been here? I go, oh, since September. And he goes, oh, well, good to meet you. And so I gave him a card. So now he knows that hopefully I'm the new pastor. So we'll see. But Paul was right there, said, oh, he's your pastor. He's there. Paul has been so helpful around this church. He's been doing so much for so long. I think it was the first week I was here. It was he and Craig. They were changing light bulbs. And I go, what are they doing? And they're really taking all the light bulbs downstairs, the fluorescents, they're turning them into what do they call them? LED. I don't even know that word. He knows it. See, I can go to him anytime, and he knows. He's always here puttering around the church for something or doing something, and he dropped off the board. I've convinced him to come back on the board. He's that type of guy. Not everyone wants to serve on the board, and the things that we talked about through these last 7 weeks are exactly the things that he does, really. And so let's get right to it. This is our main, let me turn this on. Our main scripture through this whole time, Ephesians 2:10. Can you see that? Can we say this together? For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. All right. So, understand, number one, just 7 quick points here. We are created to do good. God had created it before we were born. He knew what we were supposed to be doing. Some of us aren't doing what we're supposed to be doing. My job as a pastor and our job as a church is to help you to find out what you do best and do it for the kingdom of God. And Paul has found out what his niche is. He is so good at electronics. He's so good at doing the work around the church, putting around. He's got the gift of serving. He's got the gift of helps where he can kind of come alongside someone and help them. And you know what? All of us need to be doing something for God. Here in this church body, somewhere outside the church as well, with a mission, an opportunity for us to minister to people around us. So we are created to do good. So number two. Doing good things is about really two things. Doing good is about two things. We talked about this here a few weeks ago. Number one is the fruit of character. If I'm going to be someone who is going to do good things for others and really try to point them towards Christ, I need to have the character that people would actually see Jesus Christ in me. There's no better place or way to show this than in a grocery store, at Walmart or somewhere. So again, I was at Winco this last week, and it is super crowded. We went there on a Saturday, and man, that's not the time to go. But we had to get some stuff, and so we're there, and it's super crowded. And I'm just reminded, I'm going to plaster a smile on my face, whether I feel like it or not, because I don't want to do anything that's going to hinder my witness for Christ. And so there's times where I've been in the store where you have that line that opens up, you know, and all of a sudden, everyone's just rushing to get to that. Well, I tried to get to the point where I said, go ahead. You can go first. Why? Because I want that person to feel good about being in the store. It's hard enough to be there. I want to be at the cash register and talk to the cashier after they've had someone that's gone through the line that was pretty grumpy and kind of rude and say, I'm sorry you had to deal with that. I'm sorry that was discouraging. And I'm going to smile in line even when someone's in the 15-item express line and they have like 25 items. And I do count. But I still smile. It's just something I do. So that's fine. That's great. Because I'm not going to let that make me feel bad, and I'm not going to allow that to make me grumpy so that I can't have the fruit of character to help someone else when they need that help. And so I'm trying to always be on my toes and don't always do the best job, but I want to encourage us all to always be on our toes when we're out there with the public, with other people who need Jesus Christ, that we would always have the attitude that I don't want to do anything to lose my witness for Christ. And then there's just the fruit of deeds, what I do. So if I don't have the character, the things I might do for people may not matter. And so I need to make sure that what I'm doing for Christ is with a cheerful heart, with joy in my heart, with a smile on my face, so that I can be an excellent witness for Jesus Christ. And when I do those things to try to help other people, to try to encourage them, I have so much more impact in their lives to know that Jesus is there working on their hearts, and I haven't done anything that's going to hinder them from not wanting to follow Jesus. Matthew 7:16, you can identify them by their fruit, that is, by the way they act. James 2:18 tells us, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. I go back to Paul. Paul is always that example. And he can set an example for us as well. And, Paul, and I know Paul is saying, don't do that. You know what? The Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And I can tell you that Paul is an excellent example for someone for us to follow as he follows Christ. God gives us gifts and strengths to use for good. So we've been talking about that. That was a couple of different weeks we've talked about the gifts and the strengths. Romans 12:4-6, for just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. So all of us have gifts that God has given us. We're still in the process of compiling the spiritual gifts inventories that we've received. We still have some. If you have not filled out a spiritual gifts inventory, they're back on the table back there. And Christy can get you one right after church and fill that out. The instructions are right on it. We're compiling all those so that we can put everyone into the different categories of the gifts that God has given us, so that when time comes for, like, we're going to have a work day. Now, I encourage everyone to be at a work day, but we have a special time, and I can look and see on here that we have some people that are very good at serving and very good at helps. Helps is a gift that helps you to come alongside someone who's already doing something to give them the assistance that they need. You may notice that there's the new Pew Bibles in front of you today. I had Kathy here helping me yesterday evening. We took out all the old Pew Bibles. We're going to give those away through the coat closet that we have. And we have new Bibles. Thanks again for all the donations that came together. But Kathy has the gift of helps. I know that because I've seen her in action, and I also know that she's filled out a spiritual gifts inventory. So what did she do? She came alongside me and helped. And I told her it won't take any more than 15 minutes. And I had my timer back there and timed it, and we got done in like 10 minutes, maybe 11. And no, 12 minutes, we said. It's not going to take us any longer than 12 minutes. And she said, time it, and I did, and we came under that time. So it was pretty awesome. But she was right there helping me. It was great. Knowing our gifts helps us understand where we should serve. Knowing our gifts helps us understand where we should serve. So if you have the spiritual gift of, say, craftsmanship, we would like you to be a part of a team that would work on the church and help to fix things. If you have the gift of music, that would be something for someone to possibly be on the worship team, or also work in the sound booth as well. There's lots of different areas in the church that you can use your gifts and talents. Now, we also talked about strengths. So strengths, or knowing our strengths, helps us understand how we should serve. If I'm gifted in a certain area, say I have the gift of teaching, I know that I probably should be ministering in the area of teaching, but we talked about the strengths that we have as well. And I will specifically teach out of my strengths. And so one of my strengths is a strength that we call context. I study the past so that I can understand the future. And so as we're going through the Bible, I teach and I learn about the history. I learn about the context of what we're studying. And then I'm able to teach that because it's using my particular strengths in order to be used for God and His kingdom and His purpose. All right. So we talked about this. Much of what of the good we can do really takes less than 5 minutes. Now, it took 9-10 minutes to put this pew Bibles in, but how does this work? Well, it doesn't take very long for me to be at the store and just to smile at someone to help them to feel better. It doesn't take very long for me on social media when I see that someone's in need that I just type in really quickly, praying for you, and I actually stop right then and I pray for that person. And sometimes I might follow up with that. It doesn't take very long just to write a little note to someone. You know what? It doesn't take any time at all to see someone and see how they're doing. And if they look like they're not doing too well, to say, how are you doing? How are things going? And then to say, you know what? Can I pray for you right now? And don't just say, you know, I'll pray for you. Actually, stop and pray for that person right where they're at. There's so many little things that we can do to encourage others. In, throughout the day, you can send a text to someone. You can call them real quickly. Calls usually take a little bit longer, but that's okay. Maybe just a little bit of a call just to say, hey, does anyone call anymore? I don't know. But there's so many different ways that we can encourage each other. And there's so much good that we can do. Acts talks about this. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism of John preached. Here's the important part. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how He went around doing good and healing all those who were under the power of the devil because God was with Him. So I went through just the book of Matthew. And over again, it was just a touch here and a touch here for this person and praying for this person and healing this person. As he's walking along, he has a lady who had a bleeding disorder for years, and she just reaches out and touches him, and he realizes that power has gone out, and so he prays for her right there. None of it took more than a couple of minutes, every one of those things. Now, obviously, we can do more than just the five-minute ministries, but you get the point. It doesn't take very long to make a difference in someone's life. And you know what? We may make a profound impact in the lives of others if we just take the time to notice the people that are out there who are hurting and struggling and need our help. And you know what? We're just the ones to do it. Last thing, we do good so that we can point others to Jesus. Right? That's what it comes down to. And you know what? We need to be just doing good just for the sake of good. That's what we're created to do. But ultimately, you know what? I want to go to heaven. I want to take as many people as I can with me. I've talked about that many times. I think heaven's going to be a pretty good place, and the opposite of that is a place I don't want to be. And so in my lifetime, I'm going to try to do what I can in order to see if I can bring people along, because ultimately, the only thing that we can take to heaven is relationships. Did you know that? We can't take anything out. We can't take our gold or our money or our fancy things. All we can do is we can take people to heaven with us. And that's not always easy. We know that. And so we all have our work cut out for us. And that work is about doing good. I'm going to have the music team go ahead and come up at this point. Matthew 6:14-16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So, the next step. Do good. Do good. Let's stand. Father, just thank you for how in your word, Lord, you not only set the example, but Lord, you tell us what we can do in order to help others. And Lord, we were created to do good. That's our purpose in life. And so, Father, I just pray that you'd help us to just continue to do our part, to do what we can, Lord, to help others to connect to Christ, to point them in your direction. And that, Lord, sometimes it's just as simple as smiling at someone, saying an encouraging word. But, Lord, we all have the power through your Holy Spirit to help others. And so, Lord, I just pray that we would not take what you've taught us in your word in vain, Lord, but that we would truly apply what we've learned to make a difference in the lives of others. And so, Lord, help us to use our gifts, our talents, our strengths. I pray that you would help us to get engaged. I pray, Lord, that you'd help us, that we would find a niche in this ministry, in this church. And, Lord, we'd find a mission field that's out there just waiting for us, Lord, to come in and to touch others' lives. And so, Lord, I just want to thank you for what you're doing and how you're blessing us. And, Lord, again, I just thank you for Paul and setting an example for us, Lord, and this special day that we were here to honor him. Lord, he follows Christ, and Lord, we could certainly learn from him as he is following you and doing exactly what you would want him to do, Lord. And so bless each one, Lord, we pray, and help us in the precious name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. Lord, may you bless us as we leave this place. We want to pray for our food now as well, that you would just bless it to strength of our bodies. We thank you for Gary and all the others that helped to prepare this, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just send us out with just a special blessing, Lord, to go and make a difference for you in this kingdom, in this life. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.